spouses of disabled people or people with debilitating diseases such as Alzheimer's often turn to family for support. Under state law, residents who qualify for state benefits, mass health benefits, can hire a personal care attendant, a PCA, to help with daily tasks. That person can be a stranger, or it can be a sister, an uncle, or most any other family member, save for one person, the spouses themselves. But as WBUR's Fred Bever reports, there's now a move to change that state law.
When Terry and Tom Morse met in their 20s, she was a licensed nurse at a Boston hospital, and he was a quadriplegic in her care. He'd broken his neck in a water skiing accident when he was in his teens.
It was just kind of love at first sight. We met in July. We were married in October.
In the early years, much of Tom's home care was provided by his stepfather. But he passed away in 1999, and Tom and Terry then made an extraordinary decision. They got divorced, mainly so she could get paid to take care of him.
We had to take that step and go against our faith. But because we were together still, we knew that in the eyes of God, we were still married. So for us, the marriage contract was real and only a piece of paper. But for the state, for the legal system, that piece of paper meant everything.
There were some Social Security issues that a divorce made easier. But more important to the couple was a state program that now pays almost $13 an hour to help people like Tom with daily tasks, cooking, shopping, showering, even administering medication. But under the state's personal care attendant program, as it's called, eligible state residents cannot hire their spouses.
I would gladly do it without money, but this world doesn't function without money. I'd rather be a contributing member of society, paying my taxes, and the only way I could pay my taxes and take care of Tom was to divorce. So how is that right? I don't see where that's right.
I think the issue is it goes back to the sort of a Calvinist view of the world that, you know, when you married this person 20 years ago or 15 years ago, you said you'd take care of them in sickness or in health. Okay, now do it.
Al Norman is executive director of Mass Home Care, which advocates for programs that help seniors and disabled people stay at home and out of nursing homes or other institutions. He notes that state law requires that those on Mass Health must be cared for in the least restrictive setting possible. A pending bill that would allow spouses to be paid for providing care, he says, would further that goal.
For a lot of people that are disabled and need help at home, the one person who knows them best, who provides the best care, is their spouse, and we have to pass them over.
The bar on paying spouses for caregiving is not solely based on cultural expectations that couples should help each other for love, not money. Studies of other states by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation show that officials worry spouses would come out of the woodwork to get compensated for care that they'd otherwise provide for free. And fraud can be an issue, too.
You have to look at it very carefully, and there will be instances.
Ken Smith says there's evidence some people fudge PCA timesheets to benefit a relative. He administers the state's personal care network. It's a $470 million system that pays for more than 30,000 PCAs in Massachusetts using a combination of state and federal Medicaid funds. Smith says it's likely that there's a higher risk of fraud when relatives are in the mix.
Yes, you could definitely see that there could be more opportunity there for fraud and abuse.
And the state auditor has detailed several such cases in recent years. Still, Smith says overall fraud reported in the PCA system by relatives or others is very low. And he adds that a new electronic timesheet system to be implemented next month should cut it down further. He declines to weigh in on the Beacon Hill proposal to reverse the ban on compensating spouse PCAs. In a brief interview, his boss, Governor Patrick, did voice some support for the change.
It's another, you know, good thing to do. And there are a lot of pressure on revenues. And so I think that as good ideas come up, folks are going to have to deal with the question of revenues.
Advocates argue that the cost is the same, whether it's a spouse or a stranger who's providing the care. And the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation's research shows that in 15 other states that allow some form of spouse compensation, results are good, while home care is always cheaper than institutional care. Terry Morris says the administration and lawmakers should make Massachusetts the next state on that list.
nurses and patients do fall in love and get married and, you know, want to live happily ever after, caring for each other. So I think it has to be left up to the individual. I think the government really needs to recognize that they can't just take that out of the equation and make people conform in order to receive benefits that, you know, are vital to survival.
Change would come too late for Terry Morris. Her partner Tom died in May at 61 of pneumonia and other complications. But she knows some engaged couples who are putting off marriage so they can stay eligible for the PCA programs. She also knows a married couple who might, as she did, opt for divorce, at least on paper. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Bever.